And this might be the shortest What's New in Theaters update in the history of the Big Morning Show and maybe the world.
Well, actually, it might take a little bit longer. And I say that because we're going to start off with movies that aren't going to be released.
Oh, because see, now I never knew what was going to be released. So, I rely on you for that. So yeah. If you don't tell me, I will never know.
Well, Universal announced it's pushing back the new Fast and Furious next year.
Okay.
It's supposed to now April of 2021. Disney just took three movies off of its docket. The live-action Mulan, which I'm really looking forward to, honestly. It was supposed to open March 27th. They're looking for dates later in the year. The New Mutants, Disney's new Marvel movie, is being shelved. The horror flick Antlers, produced by Searchlight Pictures, shelved. A Quiet Place Part 2, delayed indefinitely. So there you go. Those are movies that aren't coming out. Now, if you actually want to brave a theater, anything would we?
Just to show everybody.
You never go.
I know. I might go just on general principle.
Well, I was going to say, and the theater might be empty, so it might be the perfect time. Bloodshot, it is a graphic novel where Vin Diesel is a soldier brought back to life with nanotech, enhanced strength, et cetera. That is
$6 million man.
Now, there is a reason why I would like to go, and it has nothing to do with Vin Diesel or Guy Pearce. The guy who plays Jamie from Outlander is in it. And so, yeah, I might go for that. The Hunt is the new Hilary Swank movie that's coming out. And I still believe, I love Gary Sinise. I think he's probably one of the best guys in Hollywood, if not in the world. It is a romantic drama starring Riverdale's KJ Apa as Jeremy Camp, whose wife was diagnosed with cancer before they got married. Anyway, she's played by Britt Robertson. Parents played by Shania Twain.
Okay.
And Gary Sinise. It's called I Still Believe. I think it's going to be a very sweet movie.
Riverdale, isn't that like the series about like
the Archies?
Yeah, I like it, but it's like a series. It's not a cartoon, which is weird. When Caroline said something to me about it one day, and I was like, wait, there's a show?
Riverdale?
You mean you're watching the cartoons that I watched? And she was like, no, it's like real people. I was like, that we've run out of ideas.
Oh, we ran out of ideas so long ago.
Yeah, I guess. So there are movies opening this weekend.
There are. And
hopefully theaters will open this weekend, too.
It's so crazy. You know, we keep going back to, all right, how long is this going to last?
That's the scariest part, is because a lot of this was not mandated. It was just kind of a, well, if they're going to not have a show, then we're not going to have a show because we don't want to be responsible. That could last for months if the illness doesn't calm down.
Well, you know, Broadway. This is film, but looking at Broadway, lights are out.
And there's so many things that are connected indirectly, from taxi drivers to the restaurants
here in Lafayette last night. The Carole King Beautiful.
Right.
That I know a lot of people that I know were planning to go see. I'm curious to see how attendance was on that. And then, of course, if everybody's paranoid.
Yeah.
Like, did you touch anything?
Oh, yeah. No.
Bring your hand sanitizer.
Try to find a test today and see if they,
I wore my gloves to the theater. Yeah. Not a bad idea.
It's the old days.